Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, welcome everybody. It is 6 minutes past six. Yes, my voice is better today. Yeah, this is a show about politics over a cup of coffee, so we're going to get right into it. The number to call is 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or you can always shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at 1220.am. I'll do my best to read it on the air. In fact, I got a couple of great emails late yesterday, but I do want to get them out there because I think one of them talks about the importance of listening to this show, even with somebody with a scratchy voice. All of that. All right. What possible motivation would Oregon have? I'm going to throw this out to you because I want to know what you think. What possible motivation would Oregon legislature and Oregon governor, and assuming that Kate Brown's around after a recall, what possible motivation would they have in following California's lead in allowing college athletes right here in Oregon to get paid for endorsements, paid for, in essence, being professional athletes? California just passed that new law, right? The NCAA doesn't like it. What do you think? I want to know, what would be the reason why Oregon would want to do it? Some altruistic kind of idea? Like, wow. Yeah, these guys are actually working hard. They're bringing in money for the school, just like a professional athlete does for their team owner, right? So why not? Could that be the reason? Or could there be an even more sinister reason? What do you think? Can you give me your opinion about that? Also, the irony of these ODOT bosses who have been in this 2017 scandal, the irony of them finally, now think about this. The scandal has been known for a time. We've talked about it. It's been in the news. These two ODOT guys, longtime supervisors, one of them in charge of investigations in the motor carrier division. Now think about that. In charge of investigations is being investigated. Is that sort of like the fox guarding the hen house? So the irony of it, and the question I want to pose for you is this. The irony is that these guys who are the supervisors, well, for some reason, ODOT just lets them go on, even though ODOT fired four whistleblowers who brought this whole issue to light. Now, Oregon has whistleblower laws, but it doesn't seem to matter, does it? Now, I would just call back to you Ryan Cram. We've had him on the show a couple of times. We'll no doubt have him again. He's filed a lawsuit against the state of Oregon because he wasn't fired yet. But he's been moved around. Now, here's the question I want to ask. If we want real transparency in government in Oregon, okay, then why isn't the management of this state, who knows, believe me, these people are not dumb. They know what is the law. They know that we have these whistleblower protection laws. And we just strengthened it as a result of this particular case, according to this story. And it's a story, by the way, in the Statesman Journal. But here's the irony. How can you trust a state government to be fully transparent if the ODOT management looks the other way? In essence, any state agency looks the other way, fires the whistleblowers. The whistleblowers have to file lawsuits, and then the state settles out of court with them, fires them, but lets management continue to be in place until the pressure gets so bad. In this case, the former ODOT director, Matt Garrett, been there a long time, a guy I knew, retires. Now, you would think they would do something about this. He retires, the new director comes in, and guess what happens? The new director puts his stamp and sends a message. These two guys have been placed on leave. Okay. One of them makes like $112,000 a year. He's the manager of the Motor Carriers Division Investigative and Programs Section. The other guy makes 80-some-odd thousand dollars a year. My point to you is this. What good does it do to have whistleblower laws that are not enforced and to have investigations and scandals tarnish the reputation of an agency if the agency heads don't enforce discipline, number one, and then allow these people to be fired, clearly knowing what's going on here? Now, the reason I ask that question is because there's another story out there today. It's an AP story in Oregon. It's about the Oregon Child Welfare Agency to change its fatality reviews. Now, why would I talk about this in politics? I bring back to you memory that during the last governor's campaign, that Newt Bueller made a big deal of this, didn't he? He made a big deal of the foster care program specifically being a real mess. Well, that brought to light after the election that the Department of Human Services had hid the death of an infant, a child in the state's custody that happened during the campaign. Now, why would they do that? You know why they did that. And now, of course, after the, I mean, this is sort of like, if you think about it, this is sort of like, oh, now you caught me. I'm going to be transparent now. Oh, that rings a bell, doesn't it? Like Kate Brown being caught for, hiding the retirement of an appeals court judge. And then appointing her lawyer, her top lawyer, to that position, who just happened to be the guy that pressured the other lawyer to lie. And, of course, I filed the bar complaint and the Judicial Fitness Commission complaint against that lawyer, Misha Isaac. I said that backwards. Sorry about that. Misha Isaac. And, of course, the Oregon State Bar just said, oh, we find no. I mean, they just missed it in record time. No blood, no foul. Of course they're going to say that. After, of course, Misha Isaac withdraws. Why? Because Kate sat there for 8 days and let the editorial boards beat up on her. And she was measuring, I'll guarantee you, folks, she was spending campaign money to poll and to measure how bad this was hurting her in a recall election. Ain't it amazing how Kate, every time she gets caught not being transparent, she gets caught being hammered for it, waits a few days, and then suddenly comes out and says, oops, here I am, you know, this I was tasked with this, you know, this was John Kitzhaber's problem, and, you know, he left the state government in bad shape, and, I mean, that's in essence what she's saying here, right? So, we're going to now increase transparency. Do you believe it? Transparency of the deaths of children involved in child welfare. They are now going to be launched faster and with more increased transparency. That's what this AP article says. The Statesman Journal reported that the changes announced Monday come after the passage of Senate Bill 832 and that Governor Kate Brown's executive order earlier this year on child welfare. Now, why would she do that? Again, this is sort of like closing the barn door after the cow or the horse has left, right? It's all smoke and mirrors, isn't it? I mean, do you really believe this? What would change the direction of state agencies to not hold this information quiet during any kind of a governor's election that would maybe hurt the governor? Since the governor's opponent was hammering her on this, or at least kind of hammering her on it, because Newt doesn't hammer anybody on anything. What do you think? How would this change? How would it change what ODOT did in terms of not disciplining these two managers after four whistleblowers and then letting those four whistleblowers be fired? Now, if you're the director of ODOT, don't you think you might be looking at this a little bit? I think I would. Unless, of course, you know, it doesn't really matter. And you think you're untouchable. Because the boss is the governor. The boss thinks she's untouchable. And she can do whatever she wants. And then come back and say, oops, sorry, caught my hand in the cookie jar. Caught me trying to be the fox guarding the hen house. Oops, sorry. Well, now we're going to close the barn door after the house or the horse has left the barn. So now we're going to fix the reporting system in child welfare. Do you have any confidence in this? What would give you confidence? I'm quite serious. What would give you confidence that ODOT, that any government agency, would actually change how they do business? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. By the way, I will get to at some point today a story I wanted to get to yesterday because I want to make a point about it, is new state laws that took effect Monday. And there's a reason for it, but I want to go to the phones. I want to go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, good morning. What do you say, friend?
Morning. ODOT's always had their own deep state. And if you don't ring true, you won't be in management.
So
just like a lot of other agencies here in Oregon.
So explain yourself by saying deep state.
They have their own way of not promoting people to management or up to management unless they play the game.
All right, what game is that?
Their game. The management system has their own internal system that is designed to, if you aren't going to be a yes man, don't bother showing up.
Basically. So if you buck, in other words, the politically correct direction of, say like maybe awarding a contract to a particular engineering company on the Columbia River Crossing Bridge, that started out as a $30 million contract and somehow just got expanded to about $102 million in engineering studies for which we never turned a shovel of dirt to do anything?
Yep.
You mean that kind of attitude?
That and the idea that if you, for example, I guess the best way to put it would be if you're not going to be a yes man to the upper management, then they don't want you. Even though you're not technically qualified to be in that position, they'll hire someone above you and they'll say that he's more politically correct.
So really, it's all about politics. It's not about good public servants. And you know, because you used to work for ODOT, you know that there are a lot of really good people that work for state government.
There's
but they don't get promoted because they won't play that game.
Yeah, there's some great people that work there, but they will get passed over because they're not willing to play the game.
So how do we change that quickly in 10 seconds?
You got to start from the top and get rid of all the corruption and get rid of this Supreme Court and get somebody else in there. Start doing it.
Ah, you've lit a fuse with me on the Supreme Court. Thanks, Rich.
Bye.
All right, back in a moment, friends. It's 6:20. What say you? How do we change this attitude in state government?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.a. And by the way, just a quick note here. There's a story about Eric Holder, the former U.S. Attorney General, a far-left radical racist. He is. He's an absolute racist. He's a black guy. Okay? He was part of Obama's assault on unity in this country. What? What do you say, Jeff? Come on. You got to be kidding me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because you notice how in public, race relations in America got worse. Poll after poll after poll showed it. During 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency, race relations in this country got worse. Why? Because that's what he wanted. Because, you see, a divisive America is what fits the radical transformation from America to a socialist utopia. A radical transformation that Saul Alinsky taught. And that, well, demonstrably, Barack Obama was a devotee of it. Well, they're already laying the groundwork, by the way, for 2020 in case they lose, which they probably will, big time, because they've overstepped their bounds in a lot of ways. They're laying, Eric Holder said on a, well, on a radio interview called The Breakfast Club yesterday, he said, if Republicans win, it's because they're going to cheat. Now, the reality is very few Republicans have ever gone to jail or been prosecuted for cheating. Guess who it's been? Yeah, it's been the Democrats. They're already setting the tone. If they lose, it's because Republicans cheated. Yeah, we'll see. Friends, even though I have a cold, your humble radio talk show host, I'm a little better today. And you know why I'm better? Because I got to spend the day yesterday working hard in my hemp field, in the hemp harvest. It was a beautiful day to be out cutting plants, bringing them in to get stripped and all the things that we do to put them in the dryers and create CBD oil. You see, I'm growing hemp not only because I can make money at it, because you know what? I believe in CBD oil products because they work. They work for me and they work for other people that I know. And you know, I buy my CBD oil from Vim. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They're down in South Salem, right on Commercial next to Safeway. They also have a great website. It's called vimsalem.com. VIMsalem.com. And you see, they sell CannaShield, and CannaShield is extremely high quality CBD oil products. And they are because it's sourced right here in the Mid-Willamette Valley, right here around the Salem area. They buy Oregon CBD oil. Oregon has the toughest laws, the strictest laws about what can be in CBD oil. And you know, you're not getting the cheap Chinese stuff that gets dumped in America, like is what happened over the winter. CannaShield only buys their product from Oregon. You're assured of getting very high quality products. So why don't you go talk to them? Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Visit their website, vimsalem.com, or go by their store down on South Commercial right next to Safeway. So some of the new laws, by the way, that are going to take effect today, that took effect actually yesterday. I didn't get to the story, so I want to get to it now. And you'll know why I'm doing this. These are laws just passed. One of them is Senate Bill 47, Waterway Access Permits. This is if you have a non-motorized boat at least 10 feet long. Now, before this new law took effect, each boat required an aquatic invasive species permit from the State Marine Board. Not anymore. No. Now, the new law requires owners to purchase a new waterway access permit. Now, why would that be? Because what they don't tell you in this story is that this was expanded to include a lot of new methods of, say, enjoying Oregon's waterways. If you're 10 feet long and you don't have to. What they're not telling you is that expanded the numbers of those and the types of those kinds of motorized, non-motorized boats. So now they're going to get more money because they expanded the definition. House Bill 2016, solar energy rebates. Alternative energy sources are being encouraged with this new law, namely solar. The new law sets up a program to offer rebates for buying, constructing, or installing a new solar electric system. And the rebates will be administered through the Oregon Department of Energy. What could go wrong there? Oregon Department of Energy. Now, there are some good people that work there, but isn't that an amazing number of scandals they've had in the Oregon Department of Energy with the renewables. You know what's interesting, too, about this is that if it is a good idea and it's good for the earth, shouldn't it get people to do it just from altruistic ideas rather than have to buy them off with other people's money? House Bill 3273, drug take back. If you have drugs that you no longer use, it requires drug manufacturers of any medication sold in Oregon to establish and implement drug take back programs for the purpose of collecting the unused drugs for proper disposal. Okay, maybe that's a good one. Maybe it ain't. Is it an unfunded government mandate? And House Bill 2593, this is a really good one. Breastfeeding workplace protections. Parents of nursing infants will be relieved to know that this new law will require all employers in the state of Oregon to provide rest periods for employees to express milk as often as long as needed for the child's first 18 months. What could go wrong there? Does this conflict with other state laws already in effect for rest periods? And if you're an employer, is this another unfunded mandate? But it makes you feel good. Of course, if you're an employer, how do you cover people? You want to talk about scheduling that other state law, that new law passed last session on scheduling people out and all these other things? Oh, it goes on and on, folks. These are all feel-good laws. Don't you feel better knowing these laws were passed? I do. Sorry about that. Just kidding. 6:30 in the morning, back in a moment, folks. Your phone call is right here. A lot more.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. Yes, I am better today. My voice is better. Still a little scratchy. You can't hit those high notes. But I'll be good because I'll be back out in the sun working in the hemp field today. You know, I actually felt pretty good yesterday to be in the sun. It's nice to see sun after this unusually cool and wet September, where we had snow, which is really unusual for September, snow in the high mountains. But you know, you should feel guilty because this is climate change. And we know that it's always been the same, right? But because you are such an horrible person, because you're exhaling CO2 and you're driving a car around to get to work or to take your kids to soccer practice, and you're so evil because you're burning fossil fuels and it's creating climate change and ocean acidification and blah, 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 blah. I tell you, I just hope and pray that we all are talking with other people about these things. Like if somebody says, I know I'm going off on a rabbit trail because this isn't what we're talking about today, but this show, Political Coffee, is all about giving you talking points, interesting things that you can use to persuade the persuadables, right? So if somebody starts talking about all this weather and, you know, it's just got to be climate change and, you know, we got to support all these kids walking out of school with our tax dollars while our graduation rates continue to plummet and we're almost in the bottom of the barrel. Because, hey, it doesn't matter if you can add two and two, right, correctly, and be able to make a living and, you know, critically think in your brain so you can be successful through your life. Now, that doesn't matter. What matters is that you are politically correct. So when somebody around you starts buying into this and saying something all about this, why don't you say, You know, the climate has always been changing. You know, there was an ice age at one point in time. And did you know that, well, some of the glaciers in Italy and the Italian Alps have been, you know, been melting and receding. And you know what they found? Huh. They found lead mines that the Romans mined for lead. You know what that tells me? It tells me that the earth was really warm back in those days. Long before we had fossil fuels and internal combustion engines and factories spewing, quote-unquote, pollution into the air. Now, is man, I mean, if the earth did this a long time ago and then it froze over again and now it's melting, is that maybe just kind of how the earth does it? And we really don't make that much impact? It's interesting, isn't it? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I'm going to go to Dwight in just a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or you can send me an email, and I will get to the emails in a moment. Email to Jeff at 1220.am. I've asked this question, and maybe I'll ask Dwight to answer it. There's this news story about California's new law that allows college athletes to get endorsements. And this is out of the Eugene Register Guard. And the article says, will Oregon follow suit? My prediction to you is that they will. Not because the athletes are actually creating money and profit for the universities, which are spending like drunken sailors, with no accountability, by the way. But rather, there's a more sinister reason. What could that reason be why Oregon would want to follow suit and allow college athletes in Oregon to actually get paid endorsements? Why would they do that? In fact, let's ask Dwight that question. Dwight, morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm glad to hear you're feeling better.
I am. Can you answer that question?
Yeah, I can. The answer is very simple. In order for these other states and schools and whatnot to remain competitive in their athletic programs, they're going to have to essentially, quote-unquote, pay the athletes, just like California's going to do. Otherwise, well, they're not going to be competitive because the good athletes are going to go to California to go to school.
You know, I got to tell you, Dwight, I didn't even think about that. That's a great idea. I mean, that's a great unintended consequence of this, that Oregon will have to do it, otherwise you're going to lose athletes to California.
Exactly.
All right, could it also be that because maybe Nike is based in Oregon and, you know, Nike hands out a lot of endorsements and, you know, a lot of these college teams are wearing Nike uniforms.
Yeah. You hit the button right on the head with that.
No,
the nail right on the head with that one.
Dwight, it's even worse than that. The real reason I think Oregon will follow suit is because they want these college kids to start paying taxes. Because they want the money. That's why I think.
Yeah, that goes without saying. Hey, I have one comment I wanted to make.
Okay.
Earlier you asked, how do we change the attitude of government? And I think the answer there is very simple, too. We have to implement term limits. Until we implement term limits, we're just going to have continuous problems in the government.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, we have term limits for some of our government agencies, like the governor's got term limits. Government offices, elected positions is what I meant to say. Attorney general, treasurer, you know, the secretary of state, they all have term limits. Why not term limits for legislators?
Exactly.
I've long believed that's the right thing to do.
I agree.
By the way, thanks for the great email, Dwight, since I got you on the line. About the John Lennon lyrics?
Oh, yeah.
You know, a great point you've made there, me, scratchy voice and all. It's not the quality of the voice, Dwight wrote. It's the truth That's told. The Civil War, the business activity, the sales tax, John Brennan, the evil one, AOC, Kate Brown, their lying ways, all trying to take us down. It never ends, but your listeners receive strength and conviction from your show. Dwight, thank you for saying that. And I appreciate your great story about your rabbi friend in Hollywood.
Yeah, it was a great story, and I think back to when I was going to school or starting college, and here's John Lennon, one of the big premier stars of the time, basically undermining our government.
Right, through the influence of popular music, and it goes on to this day, Dwight. It's just the names have changed. Those people are still doing it. Dwight, thanks for calling, and thanks for your thoughts. And I didn't even think about why Oregon might want to do that, because they want to try to follow suit with California and allow college athletes to get paid, because that way we actually keep them in Oregon schools playing college here. Dwight ended, by the way, his email said, Jeff, talk about globalization, socialism, dreamers, and evil. We are all being hammered from all angles by the non-believers. He had the lyrics, by the way, from John Lennon's Imagine All the People, right? You remember that? John Lennon had a beautiful voice, he writes, but was leading us down the path of atheism. Beautiful voice with John Lennon, but I'll choose to rely on the words of a Christian believer with a scratchy voice any day. Talking about me. Thanks, Dwight. You got to have a little humor. We'll go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. Hey, Art.
Good morning, Jeff. Of course, Oregon will probably follow suit because that's how stupid they are. I mean, we're trying to get, you know, the climate change bill, which it's slowly but surely destroying California, and it'll slowly and surely destroy Oregon. But the simple fact of the matter is, Jeff, if they start paying the athletes, they won't be able to afford to have all the other sports that these major sports like baseball, football, and basketball pay for. And so you'll see all these minor sports go down the toilet. And what, I mean, you know, that's what stupid Democratic Party does. They destroy everything. Everything they touch turns to, well, I don't know what you would call it, but it turns to garbage. That's it. Everything
All right, so Art, I got to let you go because I got to move on to Rebecca, but I got to tell you, you just triggered a thought in my brain, and I'll explain it later, but I got to go to Rebecca. Thanks, Art. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Yesterday, I had a talk with some people on the street, and they started out by saying they liked Trump, but as I went along talking to them, I realized that they were playing with me and that they were trying to draw out my racism. And I've been thinking about it since then. When you get into a conversation with people and they've been trained to think that you're a racist and they try to make you sound racist, even when you're not trying to be racist, they've put you in a category and they won't let you out of that category. It isn't that you are that. It's that they try to make you that.
Amen. You are so right, Rebecca. Great observation, and thanks for being out there with the recall petitions and others. That's Rebecca. That's what she thinks. We're back in 2 minutes, folks. It's 6:48. No, that's not poverty. As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration of the... Stop the car, we gotta move.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. It is the last segment for today. You know, Art said something that really triggered a thought, and this is how my mind works. And it's the benefit of having you guys call in. I don't know everything, and I don't, when I look at these issues, the political issues of the day, and I try to put forward persuasive arguments, questions you can ask to persuade the persuadable, I don't get it all. You know, Dwight had a great idea as to why. Oregon would want to follow suit with the liberals down in the Democrats who run California, who are destroying California, as to why they would allow college athletes to get paid. I didn't even consider that. Neither did I consider something that Art said that triggered it in my brain. And I'm going to tell you what that is in just a momento, friends. That's a tease, as you're known in the radio business. My friend Fred Thompson is a New York Life Insurance Company agent. Did you know that New York Life has some great products that can give you more income in your retirement? And you know what? It's almost never too late to utilize some of those products. I'm not quite serious. I mean, if you're thinking that Social Security and your 401k is going to be enough, you might rethink that. Why? Because, well, we talk about politics, right? The politics of this state is that the liberals who run it, the socialist utopians, the regressive socialist utopians, totalitarians, rather, believe that you have to pay more for the good of everybody else because we have to have all these free stuff we have to give away to people, right? So they're going to keep increasing your cost of living. That's my point. And if you want to stay in this beautiful place, I'm stuck here, folks. I'm a fifth-generation Oregon farmer. I ain't going anywhere. This is my heritage. It's my land. So I got to stay. I got to put up with these people that are running this state that continually are raising my cost of living, raising your cost of living. And you know what? It means you got to have more income in retirement. And Fred Thompson can help you figure that out for yourself. So why don't you call him? 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. Now, I teased you with this, so I got to let you know before I go to Rich, who's on the line. Friends, Art said something about all these minor college programs that are now going to get short changed because if you're on a girls basketball team, maybe basketball, but maybe you're on the women's lacrosse team or you're something like that, you're not likely going to get a big endorsement from Nike or Adidas or anybody else. If you're a star football player, you might be, right? Star basketball player, you might be, maybe a star baseball player. But if you're one of these minor sports, especially with the women, you're not going to get in on this good thing. So you know what that's going to prompt? This is the thought he put in my brain. You know what that's going to lead to? How ironic would it be if it led to the fact that the state of Oregon passes a law that says, okay, you can get paid as a major college athlete, but you know what? You got to take part of your endorsement money and you got to put it in a pool of money for all of the other student athletes who aren't going to get these lucrative endorsement deals, because that's what socialism's all about. Isn't that sick of me to think that? But it's an interesting point, isn't it? Because you see, we already do this? Yes. You see, the big football programs, big basketball programs are bringing a lot of money for universities. A lot of the money that comes in gets used and subsidizes other sports that don't bring in the money, the paying people, like lacrosse, like women's basketball, those things. This is true. Is it a stretch to think that the folks in Oregon would put a condition like that on it? If you're going to be a student athlete, you're going to be a college athlete, you're going to get paid endorsements, some of that money you got to share with others, and you got to pay taxes on. Let's go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, good morning. What do you think?
Well, my wife brought up something. If they go to become paid athletes, they can't go to the Olympics.
Well, that's true. But what if it doesn't
someone
matter?
Someone aspiring to be in, to go to the Olympics, which to me would be a goal that would be really great to go for, and if you got there, you will get the endorsements, plus maybe a gold medal.
Well, you would,
but if you're paid athlete, you're supposedly, unless they change the rules, you're toast. You can't be here.
So what you're talking about, again, is an altruistic kind of an approach to this. Does today's culture, like in football or basketball, does it care about those altruism, like love of country and going to the Olympics? Or does it care more about, hey, I got to get my posse, my crew, I got to get my big contract, my sign-in bonus? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. It's all about them, and whatever it takes out of somebody else to do it, that's what they want.
Was that a racist statement I just made?
I don't think so, because they're all thinking that.
Yeah, they are. Rich, thanks for calling.
Right.
Lee wrote me an email about Hollywood. He watched a movie over the weekend. He was talking about the Star Trek. Through all of the Star Trek movies, you know, when I was a kid in the 60s and right on up into the modern day Star Treks, Lee's whole email is about, it's about socialism. Everything that Hollywood throws at us through these social, and you know what, he's right. Think about, it's not just Star Trek too, but think about all of these other movies. Hollywood continually pushes socialism at us as part of the culture. And the music. And go back to Dwight's email about John Lennon, popular music, right? Imagine all the people. It was a socialist, atheistic ideal. Lee concludes his email like, yep, socialism works on Hollywood, on the big screen, because, you know, every successful actor enjoys the fruit of the free enterprise system that drives their bank account. Oh, well, back to work for me, he wrote. Yeah, how true. You know, what I just love is Hollywood actors that make their living, you know, portraying violent, gun-toting sort of people. Smoking cigarettes and all that. And then they join all of these protests being in favor of, yeah, confiscating guns. And, you know, don't smoke tobacco. And yet they do it in Hollywood movies. Don't we call that hypocrisy? Friends, I think the backlash to all of this, I think, is happening in so many of this radical transformation of America through culture, through Hollywood, through news, through politics. It's got a backlash because there's something even greater. It's called individual liberty and prayer, which is why you should pray and why you should listen to this show and persuade the persuadables. Make it a great day, friends. I'm back tomorrow, maybe even with a better voice. Until then.